Now I'm going to show you around the bathroom in this thing because it's just so huge. I'm amazed. I don't know how they've afforded all this. I mean, when I was at school, we didn't have this. You'll see what I mean in a moment. So first I'm going to press the pad. Whoops. Which will... open the door for me. Let's just see what happens when it tries to shut if I stick my foot in the way. Not a lot. Kind of makes a noise and then nothing happens. I also think, what if the electricity went off and someone got stuck up here? That's a scary thought, especially because this is the accessible room and it's not on the ground floor. And if you were in a wheelchair, it's a bit of a... I mean, I'm not, so I'm okay, but I could go down the stairs, but... if I was in a wheelchair, I think I'd prefer the ground floor, actually. Oh, and it's on a door closer as well, so... now it's closing with a big noise. And there's no handle on the inside here, so like I say, if there's no electricity... not nice. Nice acoustic in here. Oh, hang on, turn the microphone down a bit because I'm noisy. Oh, better shut up now because that's a bit loud because it's gone 11 o'clock. It's one of the accessible bathrooms. So on the right, there's like a rail thingy for if you're disabled. Then there's a little sink on my right just after that. I'm going to put the tap on because I want to show you something a bit random. So there's that sink. In front of me there's the loo. Well, we all know what they sound like. But then to the left of me, not that far away really, there's another sink. So you can hear where that other one is, a bit behind me and a bit to the right. And then I'll turn this tap on. They're not that far away from each other really. But then I'm going to turn that off because I'm wasting water. But yeah, it's a bit strange. I don't know, maybe people live here in term time with their carer perhaps, or if they're disabled or what, I don't know. I don't know how this works. Then there's a blank sort of bit of wall and another one. And then there's a... so to the left as you come in, there's a shower and it's sort of a wet room set up, so there's no step up into it. So I guess that's good if you... if you perhaps needed that. And there's also a seat that comes down, so if you need to sit down when you shower, then it was pulled down because I was experimenting earlier, so it comes down and it's plastic and it's down there, and then pull it up and now it's up there against the wall. And there's the shower. Oops, that was a soap dish I just bashed with my arm. Yeah, that's weird. It's meant to be an accessible room, and they obviously think people have carers, because if you were on that chair... let me just experiment with this, actually. I'm glad the shower's not dripping, or I'd have wet socks. Sitting on the chair... ooh, doesn't actually feel quite strong, to be honest. And to the right of me is the soap dish, but I'm 5'4", and it's sort of at my head height. So that wasn't very well thought out, really. If someone's in a wheelchair, I think they ought to have the... have that a bit lower, to be honest, the soap dish, so it's sort of hand height as you're sitting down, or at least chest height, and then as you stand up that would be sort of waist height. You know, everybody would be happy then. Whoops. And there's a rail for getting up in the shower, so I don't know, perhaps it's aimed more at people who have a bit of mobility maybe. I'm really not sure who this room's aimed at. Don't know. I'm going to come out now and open the door with the funny thing. And it'll bang again when it shuts. And you can tell I'm in the back of the bedroom now because softer furnishings and less of an echo. You might not find that interesting, I don't know, but I just think... it relies so much on electricity.